And it made a feeling like that I pushed him into it. I put my banjo away and I played it one time since that. Junior had a banjo and a clarinet and a guitar one time. But Junior never could learn how to play, so. My nephew and my brother, he fooled around with, my brother fooled around with guitar, and my nephew, he fooled around with clarinet, and I was way out there in the garden, and I was working beans, snap beans. And boy, I heard them inside tuning up, and they started playing, and I hollered, I threw my hoe down, and I hollered, wait for me, wait for me. Let me join in with y'all. I came over here, and I had my banjo all rigged up, and I took off over there, and we tuned up, and boy, we had it hot for a good while there until finally we quit, and that was the last time I played it. Junior's got a good tenor banjo, you know, and not a one of them knew nothing about it.
You know them things that they would play in their mouth?
Bazooka.
Yeah, or you ever see the things that that they had that they would play kind of in their mouth, you know, like they played them like this and...
Harmonica?
Yeah. And then the ones that they would...
Jew's harp?
Yeah.
We had a fellow over here. And you never catch him without a harmonica in his pocket. Anywhere he'd go on Sundays and all that, he'd go visit somebody, that harmonica was in his pocket. And buddy, you talk about play one, he could play one. He'd dance and all that by his music. Yes, indeed. He take as much, now I'm telling you about that. I got out of it, this boy got killed. He had another brother that played guitar too. We were three of us playing guitar at the time. And then he had another brother that started violin, like his daddy. And he could play a bass fiddle. Well, we had one of them as big as they make. We used to call that the doghouse. That song, I could almost make that thing talk. But he didn't pick the strings. He had made a bow-like. And he put number 8 thread on it. Probably had 2 spools of thread on that thing, and then he'd pass it on rosin like that, and he'd play it out. Boy, you talk about music, God dog. We had 4 violin players over here one time, and not a one of them the kids took after their daddy to learn how to play that. Well, one of the boys until today, he's still playing. He plays with the Senior Citizens band. And he said he wouldn't quit for nothing in the world. But now he plays a bass guitar. He's got him a Gibson, and it's supposed to be one better than that. And he's got a recording machine over there and everything. And they play like that. He's with that band. And he goes all over wherever different people want him to play, you know. He'll go play with them. He said he'll never quit. Now this other boy played that bass fiddle. He done like me. That was it. Man, he ain't never played that thing no more. It got burned up when my father-in-law's house burned down. It was there. It was in there. It got burned up in there. But we had to bring it there. We were going to play it somewhere. Two had to bring it there. Took two to handle it. And he'd play it. But we had to get him half drunk before he started playing. We'd have to get something for him to drink. He wouldn't play, oh, I don't feel like fooling with that thing. First thing you know, give him a drink, give him another one after a while, a homebrew or a Kong whiskey or something like that. And boy, first thing you know, he'd grab a hold of that thing, and you talk about play it, he could play that thing. And today, he won't touch it. No, sir.
When a woman was getting ready to go to a party, she'd do a lot of, you'd say she was... You know, standing in front of the mirror and putting on her best dress. Yes. You'd say she was
using lipstick and getting that spit curl.